Let me get your Bibles. Wave them at me, please. Wave them. Thank you. If you got your Bibles, go to 2 Kings chapter number 19 tonight. I am ready to preach. I've been ready to preach for about 4 hours, all right? And I've got something on my heart. I think it's going to be an encouragement to you. How many came tonight want some encouragement? And I'm going to give you some tonight from God's Word. 2 Kings chapter 19, stand to your feet and go down to verse 14. 2 Kings chapter number 19 and verse number 14. I'm going to read a few verses, skip a couple, read another one, and skip a few more, and give you a thought tonight, and I think it'll be a help to you. The Bible said, "And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messenger, the messengers, and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord." Spread what? He spread the letter. "And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwelleth between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the nations of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thine ear and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see." Now listen to this. "And hear the words of Sennacherib, which hath sent him to reproach the living God." Go down to verse 19. This will be our text. "Now therefore, O Lord our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, and all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only." Now go down to verse 35. I want you to, like Paul Harvey said, hear to the rest of the story. "And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. Whoo! Somebody say amen. "And when they rose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses." Father, I ask you to help me preach like I've never preached before. Give me unction to function. And I'll praise you and honor you in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. I'll give you the text in just a moment. King Hezekiah, when he took the throne, he was 25 years old when he came to the throne. Now, I want you to know something. His daddy was an evil king. His name was Ahaziah. He was an evil king. He built the groves up. He was an idol worshiper. He was ungodly as he could be. But I want to give you a little spiritual truth here. Because your family may be bad, doesn't mean that you can't rise above your circumstances. Somebody help me preach right there. There's a lot of people that came from the wrong side of the tracks that were raised by bad families. And I've seen God put his hand on that family. And somebody help me preach. And they rise above that. And well, glory to God, Brother Jeremy. Hey, you don't have to make the excuse that you are the way you are because you were born to a certain person. I want you to know, if you've been saved and God's in you, you can rise above it all. Man, I didn't mean to get into all that, but that was pretty good anyhow. Amen. I hear a lot of people say, well, I just can't do no better because of my family. You can do better if you've got a living God, a wonderful God, a God that saves, a God that will help you rise above it. Amen. Good preaching. Hey, by the way, in this text, the devil rose up against him in the form of Sennacherib. And he was going to literally destroy that nation that night. Aren't you glad that you got a God that's watching over us? Somebody say amen. And the devil, can I make a statement? The devil hates America. I don't think y'all got that. The devil hates America. You know why he hates America so much? Because actually America in its history has been a benevolent, kind, gracious country in reaching people for the gospel. Where would this world be if it wasn't for an America? And I'll tell you one thing, America loves Israel or has loved Israel. Help me preach right there. And by the way, you better hear me. We better stay. If we ever decide to go against Israel, this country will sign this death warrant. Good preaching. Amen. And Hezekiah, in verse 19, y'all look at this, will you? Said, now therefore, O Lord our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand. This man, Lois, this king, was going to destroy Israel that night. And here's what I want to preach on. A prayer that delivered a nation. Let me say it again. A prayer that delivered a nation. How many of y'all believe tonight that our country is on the edge of destruction? In my 68 years, I've never seen it this bad, this wicked, this low down. I've never seen division, anger, hate, bitterness worse than it is tonight. We are just exactly on the edge of destruction. That country, Israel, was on the edge of destruction. Whew! But one man prayed a prayer. Somebody help me preach. That literally delivered Israel from destruction that night. And I say to you tonight, we need some people that would get down on their knees and beg God for revival and beg God for this country and beg God that he'd turn us around and beg God that we'll see a change. Let me give you three things. Write them down. I'm preaching fast. You listen fast. Verse 14, look at it. The threat from the enemy. Here's what happened. And I'll show you this. Look at my hands. There's a letter here. There's actually twofold letter. And here's what happened. Sennacherib, the evil king, wrote a letter to Hezekiah and said, it's over for you. Somebody help me preach. It is over for you. Could you? Hey, by the way, I believe Sennacherib probably was a Baptist. Hey, there's some of them right there. I've had some anonymous letters over the years. Somebody help me preach. At least Sennacherib signed his. Praise God. Hear me out. Number one, write this down. The threat from the enemy. I want you all to know it was a real threat. I want you to know tonight, and we'll say this as soft as I can, we are under a real threat. Somebody help me preach. There is a crowd tonight. There is a devil tonight that's wanting to dominate our country and our churches and our way of life. Somebody help me preach. I'm talking about dominate us. Destroy us. see this? Look what has happened in 3 weeks. We've seen anger and bitterness and strife. Hey, whether you like it or not, what's happening in our world is a real threat. Hey, what we're doing tonight, worshiping God, you ought to know that we're under a real threat. There have been some governors across the United States of America that has went across the First Amendment of the Constitution and absolutely just persecuted churches. Amen. Good preaching. Number two, it was a repeated threat. He was coming after God's heritage. He was coming after the hearts of the next generation. Do you think the devil's going to quit? How many of y'all believe he's going to quit? He ain't going to quit. He's going after us with everything he has, and he'll keep doing it and keep doing it till he destroys your home, destroys your life, destroys everything about us, and somebody ought to say, I want something different. And then it was, listen to this. It was a religious threat. On the surface, it looked like one king against another king. But it was a threat against the very foundation of the faith. I want you to know the devil is after us. And how many of y'all been watching what's been going on in the last 3 months? I want you all to hear this. I think it's leading toward a one world government and a one world church. Somebody help me preach. And I believe it's heading toward the mark of the beast. Good preaching, Reverend. You say, don't scare me. I want you to know our attack tonight is a religious attack. It's a real threat. It's a repeated threat. I want you all to know I don't like what's going on in America. I don't like racism. And I want to tell you, the blood of Jesus should have made every one of us colorblind. Amen. I'm preaching good. It ought to. But I say, I'm not for that. Hey, by the way, if you think I'm against peaceful protest, I'm not against that either. By the way, I may want to pick up a flag and protest one of these days. But I am against rioting. I am against bitterness. I am against hate. And shameful that some of the people that were trying maybe to look for a good cause has been overshadowed by a bunch of angry people. Somebody help me preach tonight. Are y'all about to die on me? That's good preaching. It's a real threat. Have you cried about what's going on in America? Have you cried? Hey, listen, have you wept about what's going on in America? You said, what's the hope? I'm going to give it to you right here. Number two, this is where my thrust of the message is. I want you to notice, number two, the travail with the eternal God. Look at verse 15. I want all y'all to see this. You might shout yourself in a minute. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, that thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Where was he going? Somebody tell me, where was he going? He was going to the house of God. He was going up into the high place, up to the house of God. I want you to know, I'll lift up my eyes into the hills from which cometh my help, because my help cometh from the Lord. He lifted his eyes up. He said, I'm going to the house of God. Now, I'm not going to stay down there very long, but I ain't coming down for a minute. I want all y'all to see this. See this? This is Sennacherib's letters. And here's what Hezekiah done. You reach out. He went and took the letters of us and put them before the Lord. Somebody help me. You know what he's doing? You know what he really doing? He said, I'm going to just tell on the devil. I think I'm just going to go up and tell God everything the devil's doing to me. You know what some of you need to do? You need to lay that junk the devil's got after you and lay it down before God and say, God, this is what the devil's doing. Can you do something about it?
Every day.
You know what our problem is? We want to give that devil too much credit. We need to lay him right before God. Yeah, it's good. It's going to get better in a minute. See, he was setting up a bunch of little gods. And Hezekiah said, I'm going to the main God. I'm going to the sovereign God. I'm going to the wonderful God. I'm taking my petitions and I'm taking this letter and I'm letting God see it, Sennacherib, and I believe he's big enough to take care of you and anybody else. Look at me for a minute. Do you believe God's big enough to take care of you? Now, please don't miss this. Everybody put your antenna up. Will you do it for me? Because you'll shout if you will. Some of you that never shouted might shout right now. Stay with me. Look what he said. Dear God, I'm about to shout myself. Look at verse 15. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, listen to this, which dwelleth between the cherubims. Woo! Thou art God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Now let me explain. How many of y'all know where Hezekiah was standing when he prayed that prayer? I know exactly where he's standing. He was standing on the outer court of the tabernacle or of the temple. And in the next court was the holy place. Y'all go get happy here in a minute. Was the holy place where the lampstand was and the table of shewbread. And that was the next place. And beyond that, you with me, Rich? Beyond that was the Ark of the Covenant, which had on the top of it two cherubims and had in the middle the mercy seat. And once a year, the high priest would take the blood and put it on the mercy seat. And you know what God would do? God would come down with his Shekinah glory, his power, his authority right in the middle of those two cherubims, and the light of God shined out. Listen, if you miss this part, you're missing the good part. Listen, Steve, listen. He was on the outside. He was on the Old Testament side of Calvary. He literally didn't see God's Shekinah glory go over the in between the cherubims, but he knew it. But see, I want to run down there so bad. and I. Because Jesus Christ went to the cross and rent the veil from top to bottom, we are allowed on the inside and experience the Shekinah glory ourselves and don't have to stay on the outside wondering what's going on the inside. We're on the inside knowing what God's doing right then. And if God give him an answer to his prayer and he was outside the veil, what about you and I that are able to go within the veil and come boldly to the throne of grace and mercy? How much power can we get tonight? Hold it a minute. You ain't doing it, but I'm going to. Woo! My Lord, we've got access. Thirdly. Now I'm going to tell you what happened, Lois. It's good here. I might write a song on it. You know what Hezekiah done? After he laid the letters down and he prayed. Y'all know what he done? Anybody here know what he done? Went home, took a nap, went to sleep. Hey, some of you, well, I'm going to talk a little bit to y'all's head now. As some of you, how many of you right now, you've been worrying yourself to death lately? Come on now. You've been losing sleep. It's been destroying your sleep life. You ain't got no rest. You know why? You ain't experiencing the inner and in behind the veil. I'll tell you how much confidence Hezekiah had, and he was on the outside looking in. He had enough confidence. I believe God's got this. And I think I'm just going to go take me a nap. And while he was sleeping, he said, prove that to me. I'm glad you asked that. Look at verse 35. Y'all ready to shout? And y'all ain't doing much shouting tonight. You ought to be shouting this. Look at verse 35. And it came to pass that night the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when Hezekiah rose, how would you like to wake up to this? He woke up, went out to the door, and you know what he saw? He saw thousands of corpses, 185,000, laying down dead, and God done a work while he was sleeping. Now, and guess who done it? How many want to really shout right now? It said the angel of the Lord. Anybody in this room know who that was? How many know who that was? Raise your hand if you have any idea. How many of you don't know? You like to know. That's Jesus. That was a Christophany. Jesus, the angel of the Lord, came down while he was asleep and destroyed the whole mess and delivered the country. Ladies and gentlemen, we can rest our head on a pillow tonight to know God's on the throne and he can take care of America. By the way, he showed up. I'm done, but he showed up to Joshua, didn't he? Outside of Jericho. And he went there and told Joshua to take off your shoes for you're in the holy ground. And Joshua recognized him as the captain of the host. And Joshua said, whose side are you on? Jesus said, I ain't on sides. I'm coming to take over. You know what we need tonight? We need a takeover from God. Well, you need a takeover from God. You need to quit allowing the devil to destroy your life the way he is and trust God. Heads bowed, I'm done. Hey, let me ask you something. Is there anything the devil has wrote you in a letter and told you in a letter that was going to happen to you and said, you're done. You ain't got no hope and you're finished. Has the devil told you that lately? I want you to know something. You know what you need to do? You need to come down the altar and lay the letter down. Lay the accusations on the cross and lay them down here and say, God, you take care of my mess because I can't. Any others ought to come on. You take care of my mess. You take care of it because I can't take care of it. Here's my enemy. Here's the devil. Folks are coming, staying. You come on.